4-4 in your last 8, 4-5 in your last 9. Braves, let's talk about it. All brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves, get your 10% off. And goodness gracious alive, it looks awful. I mean, 31 Ks and a ton of hits, nothing to show for it. Let's talk about the umpiring. I mean, goodness gracious alive. We know that it was bad. As the guy behind the plate, Brian Walsh, oh boy, let's talk about him just a little bit. Final line tonight for the Braves, this according to the stats that are caught up with. I know, 90% accuracy. I think Tom Glavine said it best. They need to rethink the accuracy part of it. 20 missed calls, 15 of which favored the Brewers, 5 of which favored the Braves. And I know everybody's going to jump on here and they're going to sit there and go, oh, you're going to be blaming the umpires. Well, I got to be honest with you. It came at untimely moments as far as the Braves were concerned. As 30-plus Ks, that's bad, man. That's inconsistency. Snit out. I was fired up. Riley was fired up. Austin Riley hits a bomb afterwards, which was awesome, and made you think we're back in this thing. And then all of a sudden, the pitching reared its ugly head. Sale, just okay. As, you know, we're starting with pitching, a lot of pitches. 62 in the first 3 innings did Chris Sale go. 4.2 innings, or 4 2/3 innings pitched. 9 hits, 2 earned runs. 2 walks. I know, not a bad line. He only gave up his 2 earned runs. Then all of a sudden, he got really bad. Johnson, oh my goodness, 1/3 of an inning pitched, give up 3 earned runs off of only 1 hit. Then Minter comes in. He also gives up a hit. No earned runs, though. However, he did walk 2. And then Bummer comes in. He also gives up a hit. No earned runs. And then, of course, we wrap things up with Dodd, who goes 2 innings, gives up 4 hits, 2 runs, and 2 or 1 walk as well. He did actually strike out somebody, but Sale just okay on the night. Untimely hits yet again for the Braves. Whenever you start looking at what they did, Soler continues to get a single hit, doesn't amount to a whole lot. He does have a run scored tonight, but still 1-for-4. I still don't know that we have him where we need to have him. Austin Riley starting to come out of things. That's the one positive about all of this. When it comes to Austin Riley, he is 2-for-4 on the evening. He does have a couple of runs scored, but he also has the home run, and he has the 3 RBIs, which pretty much carried the Braves throughout the evening. Ozuna, he was 1-for-3 on the evening, and he – let me give Marcel credit. I honestly would have wished he would have gone for 3. He started huffing it around first, and it seemed like, okay, here comes the big bear. He's going to – but he did the right move. He didn't make the final out at third base, which he shouldn't have. However, I'd have loved to see him do it. It would have been awesome. Matt Olson, also 1-for-3. Maybe he's coming out of it a little bit. Arcia, 2-for-4 as well tonight. He seems to be starting to pick things back up a little bit. Duvall, I started to cuss him. He did get a hit, though. 1-for-4 on the evening. Sean Murphy seems to be the one that seems to be the goat of the evening. And I don't mean goat in greatest of all time. I mean goat in a bad way. 0-for-4 on the night. Kelnick 1-for-4 on the night. And that was just because of that home run late, which just didn't amount to anything. And then Merrifield 1-for-4 on the evening as well with a run scored. So Braves, what are we doing? 4-and-4 in the last 8. 4-and-5. In the last 9, dating back to the Brewers, where we took the opening series loss against the Brewers back up in Milwaukee, and then 1-2 in a row, and then win 2 in a row against Miami, and then all of a sudden 4 losses in a row. Now got to wrap things up and try to at least salvage something in the series against Milwaukee. And then you head to Colorado, and then you got San Francisco. And then after that, you've got the Angels, and then, of course, the Philadelphia Phillies, who are going to put up a fight. Goodness gracious alive. Time to talk about replacing the hitting coach. Seitzer, you've seen it talked about online. Who do you bring up? There have been a lot of talk about Chipper. Chipper has said before he does not want to be a full-time coach. He does not want to be on the road. He does not want to be away from family. That's not going to happen, in my opinion, unless they just offer him a bag, which I also think is not going to happen, in my opinion. So when you talk about Seitzer, I mean, you want to say hits, but the thing is the Braves, they get 10 hits on the night. So hitting wasn't the issue. Tonight was actually the pitching. That's supposed to win games. You get 10 hits on somebody, especially with inconsistent umpiring that got done, you're supposed to win games. 8-5 final. However, the biggest question of the night is Brian Walsh, and he's sitting behind the plate. Whenever you got three guys up in the booth, or four guys up in the booth, because that was the booth night tonight, when you got four guys up in the booth who don't agree with a lot of calls that are taking place, and they don't see what's taking place as far as consistency-wise, and two of which are pitchers, the other two guys are hitters. Well, Frenchie, I love you to death. You're not the hitter that Chipper was. And they get frustrated at it. Then you know there's an issue. I do want to give a shout out to Brian McCann. Man, that was awesome. You did a great job from your home. You totally made yourself look a whole lot better than what you did last year, just because you had a little tough time going into breaks and that kind of thing. However, when it comes back to the guys that were in the booth, I think they were a little frustrated because I think they expected to see more, number one, out of the Braves, but number two, out of the home plate umpire behind the plate. And the reason being is just because that's your job. And I get it. Smoltz said it best. You don't want to get into the point where we've got to expect – everybody calls it robot calling. I don't know if that's what I want to call it that, but I do wonder if we need to institute the challenge system. Snitker, man, fantastic. You lit a fire. You got kicked out of the ball game. That's the only time you've done that all year long. And honestly, I would love to see a lot more of it because you can clearly see that the team responded afterwards. Riley, of course, gets a home run, but still, it seemed like everything was going good. And then all of a sudden, the pitching kicked in and the lack of depth and the lack of bullpen. So we shall see how this final game of the series goes. As I said, there is a lot to look forward to as far as the next couple of days are concerned, is after we wrap up this thing with Milwaukee on a get-out-of-town day, head to Colorado, and that'll be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday series taking on the Rockies, and then it's San Francisco where Soler, maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable. I know that a lot of people are big pro-Soler people, and I am too. I love him. You heard Chipper say during the broadcast, he loves him. I think he's got to pick his bat up a little bit. I understand he had a double as far as tonight is concerned, but he needs to pick it up just a bit. He needs to, because after that first inning, he's going to start coming up with people in scoring position. He's going to start coming up with people that are behind him that need to get on base, people in front of him that need to move over. He's got to do a lot better in making things happen. Then you got the sorry Angels where they're on death's door. And then you got a chance to make up a whole lot of ground with the Phillies with a three-game series, followed up by Washington and the Nationals just after that. So Braves are in, as bad as it sounds, a decent spot in order to pick things up and look a whole lot better. However, if the pitching doesn't get a lot better as far as the starting pitching is concerned, because, I mean, we still got Fried that is struggling. You've got Lopez, who's on the IL. You've got Sale, who you clearly see maybe some innings are sitting in on him, and then you're having to bring people up. So we will see how Morton does, as well as we'll see how some of the other guys, some of the younger guys that they're going to call on to be in some big roles. I call them the Kevin Millwoods of the day, as I used to have to watch him on Wednesday nights. We'll see how they do coming up. However, there's a big chance for the Braves to do something as far as gaining ground in the very near future. But umpires, do better. I mean, it got really bad, and for both sides, and you could see Contreras for Milwaukee clearly throughout the game thought that he was getting calls that the Braves were not getting calls. And I'm sorry, sounds like a homer move. That should not happen at home. Braves should definitely get more calls than, say, the other team is concerned, and that just didn't happen. I'll recap it again, what I just said at the first of the podcast. Home plate umpire Brian Walsh, final line on the evening, 90% accuracy, 20 missed calls, 15 of which favored the Brewers, 5 of which favored the Braves. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know, as well as the Braves not hitting in prime positions when they had runners in scoring position. They still had 10 hits on the night. Got to give them credit. Pitching failed just a little bit, especially the bullpen. see if we can get it fixed in the final game of the series. It's all been brought to you tonight by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves. Get your 10% off. You can get that slow roasted coffee as soon as you make your order ship right to your door. Or you can go ahead and order some teas. It's all happening at plainscoffee.com. See if they can get at least one game out of the series. Goodness gracious, getting swept by the Brewers at home would be an absolute horrific thing to make happen. No Lindsay tonight. It's all me. Braves Today. Go to bravestoday.com to find out more information. Tons of articles up, including a recap and some of the things that you can look forward to. Bravestoday.com is where you find all of your information.